You are listening to a free version of The Majority Report with Sam Steeder. To support the show and get another 15 minutes of daily program, go to majority.fm, please.
The Majority Report with Sam Steeder. It's time to look in the mirror, America. Do you like what you see?
I keep referring to Obama as the magic Negro.
Do you like what you see now?
Well, suck on this.
It's just a mirror, America.
Shared sacrifice by everybody.
What could it do to you except reflect your image?
I did nothing wrong at the Minneapolis airport.
The Majority Report.
Far more credible to me than PBS and Frontline.
The Majority Report with Sam Steeder.
If I get the feeling you've been cheated.
It is Tuesday, July 29th, 2014. My name is Sam Steeder. This is the three-time award-winning Majority Report. We are broadcasting live in the literal, though not metaphorical, shadow of the New York Times, the fashionable Dollar Lunch District of New York City. Today on the program, Israel bombs and destroys Gaza Strip's only power plant. Meanwhile, the United States accuses Russia of testing a cruise missile and breaching the 1987 American and Russian Accord banning such tests. Also on the program today, no labels. Apparently, really just a way to enrich people working at no labels. Shocker. Meanwhile, Social Security and Medicare trustee reports out. Looks like Medicare is doing better than we thought, even. Also on the program today, yes indeed, ladies and gentlemen, if you believe in polls, we're living in a center-left country, often more left than the Democratic Party. Surprise, surprise. And all this impeachment talk, it's a false flag operation headed by this program. Says maybe some conservative somewhere. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, Scott Brown is using green screens in his ads. Makes sense. Much easier to switch out which state you're running in at any given time. And finally, Keith Alexander, former head of the NSA. Is he stealing technology and selling it for money? Maybe. Stealing such a harsh word. All that and more on today's program. It will be a teaser Tuesday, folks. So the vast majority of this program for members only. I should say right off, we are getting some reports of members losing their members' feed in iTunes. It could be from an iTunes update. So all you need to do is get that information that we emailed you with your members' feed and try and resubscribe either through the website where you log in as a member at the website. And then, as you know, it pops up at the top of the page, subscribe to iTunes. Just click on that, and that should take care of it for you. And a reminder that members make this show possible. You can become a member today at majority.fm. We cannot continue to do what we do without member support. And in these days of very controversial topics, I guess, you know, we have some people who, you know, and I understand it. If you're not comfortable with what I'm saying, you don't want to listen to the show anymore, you cancel your membership. As long as you don't send me an email saying that I should change what I'm saying, an attempt to leverage your membership. I mean, I respect that people don't want to hear some of my opinions at times. I mean, certainly I experienced that at home, at the very least. But yes, you shouldn't pay to support a program if it is upsetting you, by all means. But if you do want to hear these opinions and this news, please support the program. I'm going to start with just catching up on a story that we talked about, people protesting Zephyr Teachout at a time where Andrew Cuomo, has he publicly made any appearances yet? Apparently he called Mika Brzezinski personally to explain why he wasn't going to come on to do an interview because he didn't want to get caught up in the whole 2016 presidential questions, I'm sure. Zephyr Teachout will be on this program tomorrow.
He had an appearance yesterday.
Oh, he did?
In Buffalo.
Yes. So good for him.
He delivered a feisty and unrepentant defense of his handling of the anti-corruption panel he created and then abruptly shut down.
Well, it's his panel. He can do with it what he wants. Don't you realize that corruption had all gone away in this state? He doesn't need no stinking panel. Meanwhile, last week we reported that some casual Friday attired protesters had showed up at a Zephyr Teachout rally, and the folks at Business Insider had noticed that these people who were showing up at numerous Zephyr Teachout events. As you know, that some of the Business Insider people had followed these protesters and noticed that one of them had an SL Green identification card. And then the other one they followed back to NYU, where the protester then cussed out Business Insider as being everything that was wrong with society. In a conversation with Business Insider on Friday evening, a spokesperson for Cuomo's campaign confirmed that the mysterious protesters were, quote, affiliated with the governor's political operation. Some folks there were volunteers on the campaign, the spokesperson said. They're affiliated with the campaign. Volunteers. The Cuomo campaign's admission of involvement in the protest came shortly after Business Insider informed the operatives working on the campaign. We had identified several of the protesters and uncovered evidence on social media linking them with the governor's political operation. Well, kudos to the Cuomo campaign for, at the very least, admitting what had already been proved to them. Perhaps their political operation should also get the hint. Campaign manager Mike Boland of Zephyr Teachout's campaign said it wasn't surprising. He writes, he said, I've never been protested by a group of protesters adhering to a strict dress code, so that seems about right. Boland also pointed to the Cuomo campaign's legal challenge to Teachout's residency, which was filed in court by two young men affiliated with the campaign, Austin Starlicht and Harris Weiss. The lawsuit is attempting to get Teachout thrown off the ballot for residency issues because, among other things, she made a campaign contribution listing a Vermont address as her own in 2012. Many of the protesters at Teachout's event Thursday carried signs referencing the legal challenge. It's not surprising he's basically put two interns, I think they're like 18 or 19-year-old interns, to sue us in court. I couldn't imagine the idea. I would go to my interns and be like, you should be a plaintiff in my lawsuit. It's totally weak. It's totally pathetic. I hope Cuomo asked their parents because they probably still live at home. Oh, yes. The idea, though, it is pretty funny. The idea of sort of random Cuomo protesters, you know, people who are so enamored with Andrew Cuomo that they would go out and protest on their own is indeed pretty far-fetched. We have some sound we will get to. Did you send me that sound sheet? Just to briefly talk about this impeachment talk, and then let's talk about this Stuart Varney sound, because there is an attempt, at least in the Senate, it's not going to go anywhere. It's going to be stopped in the House. And yet, media is reporting on it seriously to stop the practice of inversion, which is a massive loophole in our tax code, wherein a corporation can essentially buy a subsidiary in a foreign country or can merge with a subsidiary, which has very little to do with their business. I mean, they can anything, really, any entity, and use that for tax purposes to evade U.S. taxes. Now, I note that this obviously is not going to pass. Nothing passes in the Senate and House these days. Nothing. And I note that it's being reported upon and there are hearings, because we also hear conservatives talk about how impeachment is so impossible to imagine that it's just simply a scare tactic. We will talk about that later in the program. But Stuart Varney and Fox and Friends apparently think this notion of stopping corporations from either purchasing other corporations or merging for the explicit and often sole reason to avoid paying U.S. taxes. Here is Stuart Varney appearing on with the not very bright people on Fox and Friends.
The nation's largest drugstore chain, Walgreens, I was there yesterday. Well, apparently Walgreens is the latest company to consider shifting its...
It is unconfirmed as to whether or not Steve Ducey was at Walgreens, but let's just give him the benefit of the doubt.
Headquarters overseas due to the United States' high corporate tax structure.
Big companies are feeling due to a major tax loophole, and the president has some pretty harsh words for them.
A small but growing group of big corporations are fleeing the country to get out of paying taxes. They're keeping most of their business inside the United States, but they're basically renouncing their citizenship and declaring that they're based someplace else just to avoid paying their fair share.
That's the president's big address over the weekend. Here to explain is the host of Varney & Company, Stuart Varney. Stuart, unpatriotic companies leaving the country, what are they thinking?
Okay. The president, I think, is setting up business, setting up the Republicans, so that in the election in November, he can say, look at those people. They're taking their money overseas. They're unpatriotic. They're not doing the right thing. They're not paying their fair share. It's a setup so that the president can look very good come the November elections.
Wait.
What he's... Okay, there's numerous corporations who want to leave...
So it's a setup. In other words, it's like a political argument that the president is making, because it will make him look good, because Americans resent the fact that these corporations are using our infrastructure and are simply skirting tax rates. Okay, this, of course, is very insidious and unheard of in politics.
Leave America, put their headquarters, couple of jobs overseas so that they can take advantage of lower tax rates over there compared to the sky-high rates over here. Now, the president wants to put a fence around America, stop anybody leaving. That's what he wants to do. Instead of encouraging them to stay...
Or getting on Congress and say lower the corporate tax rate.
Incentivize
right.
staying
but
here,
he does
not.
Not negotiate with Congress. He doesn't deal with Congress. He doesn't have friends on the other side of the aisle with whom he could get together and structure some kind of a deal. But the worst result of all of this is that we've got $2.1 trillion of American corporate profits which are going to stay over there. Because if they come back over here, they lose 35% sure. to the federal government. So it stays there. It doesn't do us any good here.
Now, what he's also talking about is another practice where corporations offshore their profits and wait to repatriate their money. This is a different practice that he's conflating here, probably knowingly. During the Eisenhower presidency, corporations were given, American corporations were given a tax benefit to promote the development of other markets around the world. You'll remember it is after World War II, and Eisenhower says you don't have to pay the corporate tax rate in this country until you repatriate the money. And that essential that benefit, that gift, was never rescinded. So back in 2005, George Bush, 2003 perhaps, and the Republicans passed the American Jobs Creation Act, which allowed the one-time repatriation of these profits that have been offshored at a 30% discount on taxes, ostensibly so that this would create jobs. Every study that has been done of the implications of that law has shown that zero jobs were created. And in fact, many of the biggest proponents of this, the corporate proponents, ended up cutting jobs. It was just a way to provide dividends to their shareholders and bonuses to their executives.
A graphic. Let me show you, ladies and gentlemen, where businesses are not putting their money. They're not putting them in the UAE. Their tax rate is 55%. Here in the United States, we're at 40. Japan's 35, along with Angola and Argentina.
Positive. We're at 35. Continue.
Well, let me show you one other graphic that shows you recent big companies that have moved from the United States. Bosch and Lomb has gone to Canada. Jim Beam has gone to Japan. Yeah. And Chiquita Banana is in Ireland.
And Walgreens is about to leave to go to Europe.
They buy a smaller company in order to move the headquarters there.
Yes, but instead of admitting that the environment here to maintain business at profit in the United States is bad, the president then is blaming companies for doing what they need to do. Insane.
American corporate profits are at near record highs. Continue.
Stay here. Pay up. Pay your fair share. That's what he's saying. Now, would you allow, for example, a company in Illinois to move to Texas to take advantage of lower taxes?
Absolutely.
Of course we do. So why don't we allow corporations to take advantage of low taxes?
And the whole thing, what is the goal of the corporation? To maximize profits and revenue for the investors and the shareholders.
To do that.
Absolutely.
Positive.
So that's...
So in other words, it's not like we get any benefit, according to these Fox and Friends people, if they stay here and pay their taxes in terms of jobs and investment. No, they're not doing anything differently. They're just not paying their fair share of taxes. So, yes, it is obvious what you do. You build a fence around this country to keep them, metaphorical one, I should say, to keep them from skirting U.S. laws when it comes to paying their taxes.
That's capitalism. I know how you feel about it. Barney and Company, 11-1.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
There you go. That is indeed capitalism. All right, we're going to say goodbye to our freebies. And when we head into, that's your Teaser Tuesday.